Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassion and Light Healing Guidance Hour. So for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome everyone to this show, and today we start my show is going to be on Wednesdays from now on. I was on Mondays, but after receiving some guidance, doing some channeling with the angels, it was time for me to make a change. So welcome to the show today. And I hope everyone is having a wonderful week, as we are already on Wednesday for those of us in the States, and we are also in the summer solstice season as well. So I hope everyone, had a wonderful start to the season, and this season is going to be about change and lots of great things coming in when it comes to the energy, when it comes to lots of different things that are happening. So, normally I do an energy of the week, and I will still be doing that being middle of the week. However, it's going to look a little bit different because we are in the middle of the week. So for those who haven't seen the energy of the week on my page, I just want to just come in and share a little bit about what else is coming in this week as we are already halfway through. So this week we have Archangel Shamuel as well as Archangel Uriel stepping forward for us when it comes to this week's energy. And this week we have this wonderful energy of, we're still in the month of understanding more about who it is when it comes to being a divine love and light. And that's why we're doing this series on the divine you, because we are divine. We are divine beings, love and light beings that have been brought here to really share who it is that we are. And so, the last few weeks, we've been more focused on discovering more of ourselves, more about who it is that we are when it comes to our gifts and abilities, as well as how it is that we're really meant to see that love within ourselves, that light within ourselves, loving ourselves for who it is that we truly are, loving ourselves for everything that we've gone through, everything we've been through, and seeing how, we've been through those challenges, we've been through those struggles, and we've come out of it stronger and learning even more about ourselves. So we've been doing transformations and we've been growing. And so this week, it's going to be more about projecting that divine love and light to the outside world, to really shine that out to others. And so you're using what it is that you've learned about yourself, who it is that you are, what it is that you've come to do here, when it comes to your purpose, and taking that now and shining that love out into the world and that light out into the world. So what is it that you're meant to do in order to love others? And what is it that you're meant to do to really shine that light, shine that your gifts and abilities out into others? How is it that you're meant to use them to really help others to you know, first understand that they also are divine love and light beings, but also so that they can see that within themselves. When we shine our light, when we, you know, share that love that we are, we're able to help others to, you know, see that within themselves, because we're all here as divine love and light beings. And so this week, Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Uriel is going to help us to see that power that we have within us, you know, with those gifts and abilities and what we're able to do, what we're capable of doing, and to really, you know, share that with others, to teach others, to heal others in the ways that we're meant to do. So, you know, when it comes to sharing our truth, you know, everything that we've been through, you know, we've all experienced a lot of different things in our life. And so it's important for us to really share that, to help others to first know that they're not alone in this journey, that they're not alone with those challenges that they've been through all of the struggles that they've been through and everything that they've experienced. And that's how we really unite each other. That's how we really connect with one another, by sharing what it is that we've been through, but also those lessons that we've learned from them. So that, you know, that's, you know, part of sharing our truth, sharing our love and that light that's within us. So, you know, sharing who it is that we are. And as we do that, we really help others to really see what it is that's within them. So if you'd like to talk about the energy this week, or talk about the topic, or if you'd like some guidance on what it is that you need to see within yourself, what it is that you need to work on, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right, so, you know, that's part of what it is that's coming in when it comes to this week's energy. So there's going to be opportunities for you that comes in, you know, whether it's for your business, whether it's just, you know, for work, whether it's personal, you know, with loved ones. There's going to be opportunities, there's going to be some situations that come in that is going to help you to really share that love that you are. But also it's going to be these opportunities that come in for you to really, you know, take that next step in order to step out of your comfort zone to help you through the process of achieving your goals, as well as to really step into your purpose. So, you know, whenever we set the intentions of what it is that we truly want with the divine and with the universe, we're letting them know this is what we want. And when we do that and let that go and give it to them, they're able to then give us those next steps that we need to take in order to achieve what it is that we really want to achieve, as well as to understand what it is that our purpose is. So, you know, whatever it is that's coming in, you know that there's always a reason for situations that come up. There's always reason for opportunities that come in for you. And so, you know, if you'd like to, you know, kind of speak about what it is that is coming in for you, because I do feel that, you know, for some of us, it has already come in, these opportunities or experiences that are meant for you to really, you know, share that love, but also to help you to, you know, step out of your comfort zone and to understand what it is that you need to do next in order to really reach those goals and reach those dreams and really step into your purpose. So if you'd like to speak with me or would like some guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So today, you know, on top of you know, sharing the energy of this week, we're going to be, you know, continuing our talk on the divine you. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about, you know, first understanding That, you know, we are divine love. So that's what we started out with when we started with part one of the series, talking about, you know, we are here as divine love, love and light beings, because, you know, first it's important for us to love who it is that we truly are, you know, who it is that we are when it comes to, you know, fully loving everything that we've gone through in our life, you know, starting from the beginning, starting from when we were younger. And, you know, as growing up, we go through a lot of different things and we learn a lot of different things about ourselves and what it is that we can do to help others, what it is that we can do to help our families. But, you know, a lot of times as well, as we're growing up, we get distracted in a way because of other things that people are going through that have hurt them, that kind of projects onto us. And so, you know, we grow up with limiting beliefs that come in that are not who it is that we truly are, but it comes in and it gets kind of ingrained in us because of what people have told you, you know, growing up, or shown you through growing, you know, when it comes to parents, because, you know, they want you to be a certain way, or they want you to act a certain way, or, you know, they're telling you that, you know, things have to be a certain way. But, you know, it's really important for us to go back to who it is that we truly are. And so, you know, it's important when we go back to and rediscover who it is that we are, it's important for us to heal from those things that others have told us that we should be this way, when that is not who it is that we truly are, but there are limiting beliefs that come in because of what others have told us, what others have shown us, because of how they've grown as well, and those things that they've had to heal that hadn't been healed with them. And so, you know, it's going to be important for us to first do that healing and letting go of those things that are not who it is that we are, so that we can understand and go back to rediscovering what it is that we've really come here to do, and to, you know, really love who we are, you know, in that base of who it is that we are. You know, when we were younger, when we were kids, you know, we were able to do anything that we truly wanted to do, and we dreamed of all these different things that we wanted to do, and to help others, you know, to help our families, those things that we really wanted to do, and we loved ourselves for that. We're able to just be ourselves, especially when you're little and you were that pure love that you were born as. And so, you know, it's important for us to really heal and let go of those layers that are not who it is that we are, that have those things that the mind chatter that comes in that says that we can't do something, when, you know, who it is that we are is that we can do anything that we truly desire to do, and we can really go after and be who it is that we are meant to be in, you know, and be comfortable in our own skin and do those things that feel good to us. And so, it's first important for us to really love who it is that we are, even through everything that we've gone through, because, you know, those things that we've gone through, the struggles and trials, you know, through our life, those have been there for a reason, to help us to remember that we are these loving beings that are strong, that are, you know, perfect souls that can do anything, and that we can achieve anything, that we can get through anything. And so, you know, if you look back on your trials, if you look back on your struggles and everything that you've been through, you be proud of who it is that you are and all that you've accomplished and you've done, because you know, through that, you know, we can truly, you know, start to see that the divine really sees you as the perfect souls, as those beings who are strong, that are able to do anything, get through anything that, you know, life throws our way. And so, you know, I want to encourage all of us to really see that first. To love ourselves, you know. So that was part one of our series, and then, you know, part two was, and I guess that was part two and three as well, where we talked about a divine light. You know, who it is that we are, what it is that we've come here to do. You know, we have these gifts and abilities, and all of us do. We all have these gifts and abilities that we come here with, that match what it is that we're passionate about, that we truly desire to do in this life, to make that impact in this world. And, you know, it starts with us. It really starts with, you know, first discovering what it is that our gifts are, what it is that we truly want to do to help others and to and long to do when it comes to our own life. You know, what is it that you dream about doing? What is it that you want to achieve, those goals that you want to achieve? Because those are part of our purpose. Those are part of what it is that we're meant to do. You know, the dreams aren't there just for us to dream about it and then not do anything about it. But it's there for us to go after. It's there for us to go reach. But a lot of times we have the same limiting beliefs and also fears and doubts that come in that tells us we can't do it, or, you know, we don't have the resources to achieve them, to really step into them. But what the divine wants us to know is that when we, you know, take what it is that we truly want, let the divine know what it is that we want, truly want in our lives, and then take those steps that they are showing us, you know, and they're not huge steps, but they're baby steps, so that we can, you know, we're able to achieve them. We're able to step into them. And so, you know, it's about first letting go of those fears and doubts, you know, really working through them, taking those next steps. And then what they show us is that abundance that's waiting for us, you know, when it comes to resources, when it comes to the people that we're meant to meet, when it comes to achieving our goals and, you know, stepping into our purpose, and all those things that we need in order to continue on that journey towards those goals and towards that purpose. You know, that's when, you know, when we take that step and show the divine, show the universe that we are ready and that we truly want to do it, that is when they, you know, shower upon us all of that abundance that we are meant for and those resources that we need. So it's about, you know, trusting and having that faith that, you know, when you take that step into your purpose and what it is that you truly want to do in your life to make an impact in this world, that's when everything else comes together. That's when the energy shifts. That's when our mind, that perspective shifts, and everything comes into play. Everything works out the way that it is meant for us to. So, you know, so that is what we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks. But now it's really meant for us to step out of our comfort zone, take that step, you know, move forward and, you know, take that momentum. We're right now in this energy this week where it is flowing and it's moving. And so we're meant to move with it. We're meant to flow with it. And so, you know, I encourage you to, you know, if you haven't done that healing of letting go and, you know, just releasing those fears and doubts and, you know, being ready to step into what it is that you're meant for, I encourage you to do that first, to, you know, do some meditating, do some journaling on that. And then, you know, to just kind of release, let go, you know, give it up to the divine and then move forward. They're showing you, they're always showing us what our next step is and what it is that we really need to do. So, you know, I encourage all of us to take those steps this week to do them as we continue to move forward in this momentum of this energy flowing and this new energy that's coming in, especially as we are now in the summer solstice season. So before we move forward, I want to go ahead and take a few calls. So let's see, we have here area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Kimberly, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I was just wanted to know, you, because you were talking about it, like my next step in reference to my next employment situation. Mm-hmm. Just navigating it.
Okay. So are you currently in the process of looking for a different job right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is, so I do see that you've been doing a lot of work on yourself. So I do feel this new energy that's coming in for you. So, you know, great job with that. So I want to encourage you to keep digging and keep, you know, doing that healing and releasing. There's going to be some deeper stuff that comes in that maybe may not be as comfortable, but, you know, but also it's going to be important for you to, you know, on top of doing the healing work, you know, taking some time for you. So I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward. I have Archangel Uriel stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping for you, forward for you. So can I ask you, are you someone who likes to write?
Yes, I do.
So what I'm seeing is part of, you know, taking time for you, but also, you know, doing part of what it is that your purpose is to do some writing, like free writing. So anything that comes in when it comes to, like fiction, anything that comes in when it comes to your imagination, to really just let that flow on paper. So that's going to actually be part of that, part of healing, but also mainly to really restore your energy, help you to recharge. That's what I'm seeing for you. So if that makes sense, like, do you have a lot of things that come in when it comes to your imagination, like thoughts you have when it comes to different characters or things like that?
Yes.
Awesome. So I encourage you to, you know, just start writing on that. You know, what just comes in and just let it just flow out and put it on paper so that, you know, you can start seeing the story come about. And it's going to be something that's fun for you. So, you know, just have fun with it. You know, whether it's, you know, anything that you see within your mind, anything that you feel for the characters. And it also has to do with how you're feeling as well. So, you know, whenever you feel that joy and happiness, you know, put it on paper. And what you're going to start seeing is this story unfold that it's like, you know, part of your life too, but it helps you to see a bigger picture on what it is that you're meant to do when it comes to helping others with that, as well as your purpose. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So now when it comes to your job, this is going to help you see what it is that you should do next. So it may seem strange that a story like this would help you to see, you know, what kind of job you should go for next. But, you know, as you continue to do this, you're going to be able to see that. You're going to be able to understand what it is that you really want when it comes to a job. You know, what type of job you'd want. Like, what do you want to be doing in your job? So, you know, as you do this work, it's going to help you bring in that energy, that flowing energy, you know, get the juices flowing, and you're just going to be able to feel that sense of renewedness and just that recharge. So, you know, don't focus too much on that work, like you need to find a job, but to, you know, take this time to really recharge and to really take time to, you know, do some things outdoors, you know, go out with friends or, you know, meet up with friends, talk to them, and just have some fun during this time. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. I hope the same for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right, and let's get to our next caller. We have caller from area code 916. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, area code 916. Okay. We will come back to that caller. All right, so before we move on to with this topic, and then we're also going to do a meditation at the end as well, I'm going to just make some announcements on what's coming up on Psychic Talk. So let's see here. We have on Friday, the Doctors Are In show with host Dr. Rose, as well as Dr. Dax. So be sure to tune in with them as they talk about life coaching and also do some tarot mini readings. So be sure to tune in with them for open lines. And then on Saturday, on the Tarot Today Radio with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlo, they will be talking about psychic spin. Is this really a moment of change? So be sure to tune in with them on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Magic Universe is back with host Sharona Rapsi, and she will be talking about using the tarot to create magical change in your life. So as you can see, it's all about change, you know, especially now that we are in the summer solstice season. And then be sure to tune back in with me on Wednesday next week. And, you know, this is my new home, new day, as we do a wrap up on the Divine You series. And I will also be talking about what to expect when it comes to July's energy. We're already in July next week. And then also our new series that we will be having. So, all right, that's what's coming up on Psychic Talk. So you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see the list of all the shows that are coming up. All right, so let's take a few more callers before we move on with the topic. So we have, let's see, we'll try area code 916. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? All right. We will try them back. And then we'll, let's see, we have area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kay. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. So how can I help
you
today?
I had a question, but something has come up, so I think I need to change my question. My landlord, who has been absolutely wonderful, is now interested in selling the property, and she really would love for me to purchase it. I just don't know if, you know, I'm going to be able to qualify for this, and she's looking to sell in the next maybe 6 months or so. Do you see Spirit saying that, you know, this could work out for me, or how to proceed? I'm just not sure what I'm gonna do, or what I should.
Okay.
Should I say it that way?
So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you, and what they're showing me is there is this fear, and it has to do with stuff from your past that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
This fear, and it has that connection, and that's why you're not quite sure what it is that you should be doing. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you to do some journaling on this. And I do have a feeling that you already know, you know, what the connection is. And so, and so I want to encourage you to do this work with him. If you just call on Archangel Raphael as you're doing this journaling, he's going to be able to help you to see who it is that you are, you know, when it comes to being able to do anything that you truly want to do. Also, it's going to, as you discover your past, as you rediscover what it is that's, you know, that you went through, you're going to be able to remember what it is that you truly want and what you've wanted in the past that has this connection to what it is that you need to do now. So, I want to encourage you to just do some writings, do some journaling on this, and call in Archangel Raphael, because he will help you through it. He'll help you to see that clear and gain clarity on what it is that you really want to do, because it does have to do with your wants. What is it that you want, and what do you want to do with it? So you know, it's really about rediscovering who it is that you really are, what it is that you've always wanted, and you haven't really uncovered it in a while. Like, you haven't really seen that because you've been so busy with so many different things that you haven't really taken that time to do that work, you know, to kind of go back to what it is that you wanted to do. So doing this work is going to help you to gain clarity on what it is that you really want, and it's going to help you to decide on, you know, with this situation. So I hope that makes sense.
It actually does, because there's another option. Yes, it does. It does make sense, and I think I really do know what it is I want, but yes, okay. Thank you. That makes sense.
Awesome.
A lot
of it has to do with that fear that's coming in that's keeping you from really, you know, taking the action that you're meant to take.
Yeah, I totally understand. I do understand that. Okay.
Awesome. And you said you had another question, right?
I did. It is so funny because I'm actually going on a trip next week to Vegas, and I was just like, okay, what can I do to, visualize and transfer some energy so maybe I can have a successful trip, maybe win some funds, you know, not come out saying I'm a millionaire, but at least winning a little bit. So that was a question I was wondering about, but then when this came up about housing, I'm like, okay, well, it would be a great if I did get a windfall, so that can kind of help me with it. But what you just said earlier, that I totally understand that.
Awesome. And, you know, have a lot of fun on your trip. And it's actually going to help you a lot to really recharge as well. Because what I see is you've been, you know, going, and doing so many different things. So this is going to be a great time for you to, and it's going to help you with that process of journaling as well. And really, you know, being able to look inward on what it is that you need to do. So, you know, it's great that you're going to be taking this trip. And you know, I really do hope that you have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Right. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well. Blessings to you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go back, try our caller again here. Area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
No, it's me again. That was,
oh, sorry. Okay. All right.
No problem. Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about the divine you. So, you know, before we end the series next month, you know, I being on this new day, and I feel that, you know, it's really important for me to discuss that, you know, who it is that you truly are, who it is that you're, what it is that you're meant to do, and you know, our authentic selves is, you know, we have to remember that we have been brought here as these divine beings, perfect souls, you know, amazing beings, able to do anything that we truly want. And, you know, the archangels want us to remember that, you know, we have been brought here to make an impact and to help others. And so, you know, a lot of times when you look at your dreams and look at what it is that you want to achieve, it's not only for us. You know, if you are thinking about creating a business, if you're thinking about a certain job that you really want, you know, all of that, those things that at first may look like it's for us, it's actually to really help others as well. So, you know, when it comes to business, if you are selling products, you know, selling services, it's for other people. You know, yes, we, you know, receive something back, you know, when it comes to monetary funds, you know, financially, but, you know, first we are there for others. We're using those gifts that we have. We're using those skills that we have to help others, to be there for others, for what it is that they need. So we have to remember that even through anything that we do, we are helping other people. We are always there, make an impact on others' lives. So, and it's not just about us, but it does start with us. And, you know, for the energy this week, you know, I was doing the energy of the week, writing the post, and they kept mentioning it all starts with you. And so I was like, okay. And, you know, they kept reminding me of all the different ways that, you know, everything really does start with us. And, you know, we are brought here as divine love and light beings, so that first, you know, loving ourselves for who it is that we truly are and having that strong foundation is the first key. It's the first step to a strong foundation. So it's really important for us to love ourselves for who it is that we are, everything that we've been through, and who we are now because of everything that we have been through. So, you know, when we, you know, really start to love who it is that we are, not worry about what other people think, because what others think really doesn't matter, because when it comes to it, we can only love ourselves the way we are meant to. And so, you know, others can't love us the way that we need to be loved. And so it's really important for us to really see that, you know, you are who you are because you were made that way. You were created that way because it's needed in this world. The way that you speak, the way that you do things, the way that you show up for others It's meant for you. You are unique. You are special in the way that you are, the way that you speak, the way that you are there for others. And your gifts and abilities are all uniquely you because it is needed in this world. And the energy that you send out when it is who it is, when you are who it is that you are, who you are meant to be, when you send out that energy into the world, you then attract those people that you are meant for, you know, meant to, those people you are meant to work with, those people that you are meant to help, those people that you're meant to help teach as well as heal. And we have to remember that we all are healers and teachers in this world. So when we share our truth, when we share those things that we've been through and our experiences and the lessons behind it, we are teaching and we are healing. And so it's really important for us to really see ourselves that way. And then really do those things that we are meant to do. Our gifts and abilities match what it is that we are passionate about, match what it is that we really dream of. And a lot of times, it's hard for us to see that connection. But when we start to really love ourselves for who it is that we are and truly be authentic to ourselves, we are then able to see that. We're able to see that we come with these gifts and abilities that do go with our passions. And sometimes, you know, we see our passions, but we don't really see our gifts. And we have to remember those things that we do, even on a daily basis, that may seem like ordinary things or may seem like not much to you, we have to see them as gifts and abilities as well. So, you know, if you are at home taking care of your children, you know, being that nurturer, being there for them, that is a gift. That is an ability that you have, and that is part of your purpose. As well as, you know, if you're working from home, what is it that you're doing? If you are someone who loves to clean, let's just say, just kind of came out there. You know, that is part of who it is that you are. That's part of your gifts. And so what is it that you're meant to do with it? So we have to see that we all have these gifts and abilities that we come with. And then also, a lot of times when we, you know, see our passions and don't see the connection with our gifts and abilities, it also means that we need to do some more digging and see what else we need to discover more about ourselves. What is it that you're missing when it comes to a gift that you have? What is it that you still need to discover about yourself that you need to see in order to really be able to use to make that impact on others' lives? You have to remember that we are here, and we have the ability. We are more than capable. We are more than enough, and we can do anything that we truly desire, that we are truly passionate about. And so, you know, I want us to really, all of us, to see that within ourselves. You know, when we care for others in certain ways, when we love others in the way that you do, you know, whether it's, you know, serving others in a certain way, if you are someone who loves to help the poor or use your talents in that way, be out there you know, in that specific way, what is that that you have? What is it that makes you feel good when you help others? What is that that really, you know, makes you feel happy when you use those gifts, when you use those abilities that you have? And it doesn't have to seem like it's a huge thing, But even the little things that you do, whether it's for animals, whether it's for, you know, children, whether it's for adults, older adults, you know, whatever that is, for the environment, you know, whatever that is, to see them as gifts and see them as your abilities and to connect that with that passion that you have. So, so you know, that is, you know, what it is that Archangel's wanting me to share today. And so, you know, before we end the show, we are going to do a meditation that's going to help us to discover more of who it is that we are and to, you know, help us to let go of and release the fears and doubts that come in that are not who it is that we are, so that we can step into our purpose, so that we can do those things that we're meant to do and take those next steps. So, you know, if you are able to, I want to encourage you to close your eyes and sit comfortably. You know, wherever you feel comfortable, wherever you feel connected with the universe, where you connected, or feel connected with guides and angels, when you feel really comfortable, I want you to sit comfortably and take a few deep breaths. So we're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're going to breathe out all the stuff that you don't need. We're going to do that a few times. And I also want to encourage you to put your hands on your heart. And when we do that, we have our minds go to our heart space. And once there, I want to encourage you to create a space that is very calming, that is very still for you. So adding in elements of nature that you feel can really make you feel at peace. I know for myself, it's a body of water. Whether it's having some sand, a beach, trees, the mountains, a sunset. Anything that really makes you feel still, that makes you feel calm. And as you do this, to take a few deep breaths. And as you create the space, I want to encourage you to create a door or imagine a door in your space, an open door. And this open door is an invitation for your angels and your guides to step forward. And also it's going to be where the archangels are going to come through to join us. So we have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Shamuel, we have Archangel Jophiel, we have Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Michael stepping forward. So they will be right around your energy, right around you. And what they are doing is they're going to be sending you their energy. So if you notice any colors, if you feel any type of like a breeze or a touch, to know that they're there, sending you their energy of love, their energy of the divineness that they bring, and the protection that they bring. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. Really breathe in that energy that they bring. And as they do, to notice the messages that come in, the messages that they bring, and who it is that you are, just how amazing and magnificent you are, and that you are more than good enough, and that you're able to do anything that you truly desire, and that it's time for you to take that next step. Step out of your comfort zone. And as this energy swirls around you, they're going to help expand your heart chakra and your solar plexus, as well as your throat chakra, and then your crown and your third eye, then your sacral, as well as your root chakra. They're going to help you to expand this energy. And as it expands, take a few deep breaths, and your chakra energy is going to expand into the room that you're in, the space that you're in. And as your chakras expand, there's going to be the source energy that comes in from above, and it's like this rainbow energy that comes in through your crown chakra, and it's going to go through each of your chakras, and as it does, it's going to expand the light, this orb of light that's within the center of your chakra. And it's going, this light is going to fill your body and fill you with this new energy of love and light. So take a few deep breaths. And as this light fills, all the old energy is going to fall away. It's going to leave your body, being to release and let go of what it is that no longer serves you. And as the Archangel's energy keeps flowing, they're going to help you to really renew the energy that you have within. And bring in this new understanding of who it is that you are when it comes to love and light, and help you to bring in this new energy. And it's going to envelop you in this new energy. Just take a few deep breaths. And the archangels are going to sit back. Archangel Michael is going to help us to realign our chakras back into our body. And as he does this, he's going to help us to really protect our energy. So from our crown chakra, he's going to take this light that he brings, bright blue and white light, and surround us in this bubble of energy. And this is going to protect our energy, to help us to shine that light, as well as to share our love with others around us. breathe in that energy. He's going to then step back. And now the archangels, as well as source energy, is going to help us to ground our energy. So from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that goes all the way down. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright blue and green light that comes back up through our feet, fill us with this energy of love and light and energy of, you know, being able to step out of our comfort zone. And then this energy is going to flow out of our crown chakra, as well as go up into the heavens. So when you're ready to take a few deep breaths, bring back awareness into your body, your eyes, and welcome back. All right, so I hope that this meditation has really helped you to see more of who it is that you are, more of what it is that we need to see within ourselves, of who it is that we are, that wisdom that you have within you, and really being able to discover more of who you are, more of what you've come here to do, and then also then to be able to take that next step in order for you to really reach those goals that you want to achieve. And also, you know, when it comes to reaching our goals, it doesn't stop at, you know, when it comes to work and when it comes to love, but also when it comes to our health. You know, Archangel Raphael is there to help us with that. And that's also part of, you know, taking our power back and loving ourselves, is to, you know, love our bodies as well. Love what it, who it is that we truly are, inside and out. So, you know, if, you know, health is something that you truly want to achieve when it comes to part of your goals, you know that you can do it, and to know that it's part of, you know, who it is that you are. And so I want to thank everyone for joining me today on my new day. I will be back next Wednesday as we wrap up the series and talk about what to expect when it comes to July, as we really start to move forward, really start to see the changes that are coming in. And so, and I want to thank you again, sending you all lots of love and light. And if you'd like to see the energy of the week that I had posted on Monday, be sure to go to facebook.com/angelicteacherandhealercath, C-A-T-H, or you can go to psychetalk.net/Catherine to see all the different platforms that I'm on. You can join me there. If you have any questions, you can reach me there as well. And I also will be doing channeled guidance later this week in order, you know, especially if you were unable to call in today and reach me there, you can always get channeled guidance there as well. So sending you all lots of love and light. Hope you have a wonderful week this week, and also going into the new week. And, you know, before the show on Wednesday, if you'd like to know what it is that you should expect when it comes to the energy next week, be sure to go to my Facebook page and you'll be able to see what it is that you should expect. I usually have video posts on there, but, you know, I was really, you know, drawn to writing a post so that others can, you know, share it, translate it, you know, in all different ways. So sending you all lots of love and light, and I can't wait to speak with you next week. So bye-bye for now.